This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush has summoned Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to separate meetings in Washington. The invitations were extended by Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and signal increased U.S. involvement in a rejuvenated Middle East peace process. Rice has spent the past 2 days in discussions with the Israeli and Palestinian leaders. Today she conferred with Abbas in Ramallah and later told reporters about the appointment of a security coordinator. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in Ramallah and she joins me. What was the first Condoleezza Rice foray into Middle East politics achieved? Or let me say this in a better way. What has the first Rice foray into Middle East politics achieved thus far?
Well, I think Secretary Rice came here to restate what she called the U.S. commitment to achieving a vision of a two-state solution of Israel and what she called Palestine living side by side in peace. Diplomatic sources say that the U.S. administration has signaled with this series of visits that Washington intends to do its part and that it will be active in the peace process. You know, the U.S. has long signaled confidence in Ariel Sharon. Well, today Rice was signaling U.S. confidence in Mahmoud Abbas, saying it was pleased at the concrete steps he was taking, deploying police officers in Gaza, banning unlicensed weapons from the street, to start an economic recovery on the Palestinian side. Rice said that the U.S. would distribute some $40 million in aid over the next 90 days, and as you pointed out, the U.S. also pledged to help coordinate new security arrangements.
What will be the task, then, of this new security coordinator?
Well, Secretary Rice said the idea is to have someone responsible to help the Palestinians reform their security forces and to help with monitoring what everyone hopes would be a new emerging and lasting calm on the ground. You know, she was careful to say it wouldn't supplant the efforts of the parties themselves. In fact, Rice said it was important that the Israelis and Palestinians have a bilateral coordination on security. Looking down the road at Gaza and the possible withdrawal from Gaza, that's certainly what Washington would want to see. By the same token, Washington appears eager to see this blossoming, renewed dialogue between Israel and the Palestinian authorities take its course as much as possible without the U.S. being there to oversee things all the time.
Now, there is a summit tomorrow between Sharon and Abbas in Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt, a gathering of Arab nations, but Secretary Rice won't be there.
Exactly. More of this, let us stand back and watch the parties themselves interact. And the sense I get from talking to officials on all sides is that the U.S. is happy to see Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak take the lead in initiating the summit, to see Jordan's King Abdullah, a regional leader, also there at the table, and most importantly, the two parties, represented by Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, sitting down face-to-face, deepening their own dialogue after what has been a very long hiatus in contact between Israel and the Palestinians at the highest level.
And what are the expectations for this summit?
Well, it's not exactly clear what the summit will produce, Renee, but there is an expectation that Abbas will present a long-term ceasefire on the part of the Palestinian militants, but he wants reciprocal moves by the Israelis. And the Israelis are trying to reciprocate by way of proposing a pullout of troops from West Bank towns, a possible relaxing of checkpoints in the occupied territories, working jointly with the Palestinians on the release of Palestinian prisoners, you know, a whole series of confidence-building measures that it's hoped will move the process along, but Sharm el-Sheikh is being seen as just a start to a very long process to end the violence.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in the West Bank city of Ramallah. Thanks very much.
Thank you.